gorgeous world. And when you are
in a theater,
at a street corner,
on the flyover,
or near the lover,
stories happen every day.
Changeable stories give you special moods.
And bubbling shock.
Bubbling shock.
Bubbling shock.
Bubbling shock. Oh, bubbling shock.
Bubbling shock.
Bubbling shock.
Bubble, bubble, bubbling shock.
Bubble, bubble, bubbling shock.
Bubbling Shock.
Share all of the interesting things with you. Bubbling Shock.
Lead you an amazing world. Bubbling Shock.
A home of your heart.
Love your choice and love Bubbling Shock.
Bubbling Shock.
Shock you every moment.
Everybody, nice to see you. This is Shaanxi Lake Radio Station 79.0 FM. Welcome to Bubbling Shock. This is Sasha.
Hi, everyone. You radio, you listen, you like it. I'm your new friend, Della.
And how are you today, Della?
It's all good today, thank you. Sasha, I've got a really good question for you today.
A question? Ask away.
Okay, then. Look at me. How do I look? Is there anything special?
Oh, I get it. You put a different lip on, which makes you more spiritual than ever.
Wow, how nice you are. You know what? I asked others before, and some of the boys just said I look the same as usual.
Just ignore them. Maybe it is because they don't care about it.
But in general, when girls ask this kind of question, what they really want is to be praised. Even if others cannot see the difference, they can say something good.
Hey, calm down. It actually has something to do with emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence?
Yeah, that's what we usually call EQ, also known as emotional quotient. It is the capability of individuals to recognize their own emotions and those of others, discern between different feelings and label them.
I see. And do you use emotional information to guide thinking and behavior and manage or adjust emotions to adapt to environment or achieve their goals? Is that true?
Yes. To make a conclusion, it can be refined into four proposed abilities: perceiving, using, understanding, and managing emotions.
Wow, so clear. And here it reminds me of Huang Bo, a successful actor in China.
You say the one who won a Golden Horse Award?
Yes, although he is not handsome from the perspective of public aesthetics, he has worked very hard. I remember once a very handsome host interviewed him. Ma Yun said that the appearance of a man is inversely proportional to his talent. What do you think?
Oh, I know this. The handsome host wanted to make a fool of Huang Bo in public. But however, what Huang Bo replied was, I believe this sentence has always been inspiring you, right? Which left the host, who only had handsome face, speechless.
That it is. I should say Huang Bo really implied a high EQ person vividly to our audience.
You are right. High EQ is really important to us. And a high EQ person knows how to adjust atmosphere with appropriate humor rather than excessive jokes. And even if someone has capital, he will restrain his sense of superiority and he will not despise anyone because of his own capital.
Right. High EQ is very helpful to a person's life, study, and work. Besides, a person with a high emotional intelligence, his circle of friends must be big.
Well, I have to say that I like making friends with these kind of guys.
Me too. And now it's time to enjoy a nice song and take a short break.
Before you go and walk away.
gorgeous world. And when you are
in a theater,
at a street corner, on the flyover,
or near the Lover,
stories happen every day.
Changeable stories give you special moods.
And bubbling shock,
bubbling shock,
bubbling shock,
bubbling shock.
Oh, bubbling shock,
bubbling shock,
bubbling shock,
bubble bubble bubbling shock,
bubble bubble bubbling shock.
Bubbling Shock.
Share all of the interesting things with you. Bubbling Shock.
Lead you an amazing world. Bubbling Shock.
A home of your heart.
Love your choice and love Bubbling Shock.
Bubbling Shock.
Shock you every moment.
Welcome back. After enjoying such an active song, let's go on a topic just now. Della, I learned that a study of almost 4,000 people in Canada and the United States concluded that EQ rises steadily from an average of 95.3 to an average of 102.7.
Really? Does EQ vary with age?
Well, it seems to be, but once you are past 50, it tapers off a bit. To an average of 101.5, not exactly a precipitous decline.
And tell you what, it is also relevant to IQ.
Intelligence quotient? IQ is a score derived from one of several standardized tests designed to assess human intelligence. So, what is the relationship between them?
I have heard that the higher your IQ, the more important your EQ.
Well, I get it. But how to enhance EQ? You know...
Maybe first we should try to enhance IQ.
Okay. By the way, do you know what is your IQ? I have an IQ formula. You want to try?
That sounds interesting. Tell me.
Okay. IQ is equal to 100 multiply mental age and divide by chronological age.
Okay. It seems a little complicated. I will do it later. And except this, is there any other way to improve EQ?
Of course. I read a book last week and it showed me that it is okay to enhance EQ.
Really? Go ahead.
The first step is to communicate effectively with others. When you talk with others, put yourself in the shoes of others and try to avoid self-centeredness.
Yes, I agree with this.
And also, you should pay attention to emotional management.
You mean, even if I'm moody, I can influence others and I still need to give them positive energy?
Right. No one will like a pessimist.
Okay, and then anything else?
Well, learn to be self-motivated, which means keep optimistic and aggressive.
I get it. At the same time, I think we can focus on a linguistic art. Try to be humorous.
It seems that you get answers of emotional intelligence.
In fact, developing an understanding of emotional intelligence doesn't mean launching emotional affirmative action.
Well, that's true in some cases.
Anyway, based on our knowledge and experience, I believe that if we keep an eye on details, we can gain new insights into ourselves and others that will enable us to change for the better and achieve greater success in our life.
Sure, and it is nearly the end of our program. Hope you can learn something from it. If you would like to know more about our program, please search South Lake Radio Station on Lizhi FM. Finally, a song, This Is What You Came For. Goodbye!
You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
This is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves, and everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.